moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. An Ontario political ad that President Trump cited as a reason for calling off trade negotiations with Canada will now be pulled off the air, according to Premier Doug Ford. The ad features clips of a 1987 radio address from President Ronald Reagan, in which he criticizes tariffs as a long-term economic strategy. A not guilty plea today from New York Attorney General Letitia James in a fraud case leveled by the Trump administration. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas is in Norfolk, Virginia.
I was struck by her comments of her motivation. She seemed very frustrated, but also saying that she will not fear. She will not fear that she will continue to pursue her job.
The government has alleged James misled a bank in order to get a more favorable mortgage. The FBI has announced it's taken down the Weymouth Street drug trafficking organization in Philadelphia. This is ABC News. Inflation is now up 3% compared to this time last year, according to the latest inflation report. ABC's Alexis Christophorus breaks down where costs rose in September.
Where did we see a rise? Gas prices. Big problem here, up 4%, the highest contributor to inflation last month. Food, rent, airfare, furniture. All of those prices moved up last month. On the downside, auto insurance and used cars and trucks, we did see a drop in prices there.
Still no answers in that massive explosion that killed at least 16 people at a factory in Tennessee earlier this month. Jamie Van Fleet is ATF Nashville special agent in charge. He says they're still working to determine a cause.
They have developed multiple scientific hypotheses regarding what caused this tragedy. While our physical work here has ended, our investigation is far from over.
Officials say at least 24,000 tons of explosives went off during the blast. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
With Progressive's collision coverage, my family gets up to $1,000 for vet bills if I'm injured in a car accident. And that makes this Chihuahua really feel like part of the family. What's that? I don't sound like a Chihuahua? Oh, I'm sorry. What exactly am I supposed to sound like? I guess all Chihuahuas are high-strung, riding around in expensive designer purses. Actually, I prefer riding in cars. So I appreciate that my family protects me with Progressive's pet collision coverage. Okay, maybe I am a little high-strung. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, filling in for Ted Allen, I'm Raymond Newpert. The parents of a 4-year-old West Allis boy found dead face charges in the child's death. 31-year-old Charlotte Couric and 20-year-old DeVario Cruz face multiple felony charges in Milwaukee County in the death of Dante Campbell last week. Police say Dante was found covered in bruises on his arms, back, face, and head, and that Cruz admitted to police that he had struck his son, but that he had only, quote, used his hands. Cruz is also suspected of abusing other children in the home, including Dante's twin sister. Cruz is being held on a $250,000 cash bond. Couric is held on a $100,000 cash bond. Her other children have been taken into care. Republican lawmakers again introducing legislation to allow for medical cannabis use in Wisconsin. Tomahawk State Senator Mary Felskowski says people should have access to medical marijuana to help them avoid opioids.
Someone who suffers from a serious health condition should not have to make the choice to travel to another state or break the law so that they can try an alternative medicine for relief. Unfortunately, this is the position in which we put many Wisconsinites. It is time to give our friends, family members suffering from chronic illnesses the freedom to use medical cannabis.
Under the proposed legislation, an Office of Medical Cannabis Regulation would be created to oversee patient registries and dispensaries. Following a report by the Capital Times alleging the Wisconsin Department of Instruction mishandled investigations into alleged teacher sexual misconduct, State Superintendent Jill Underley was a no-show for a committee hearing at the Capitol Thursday. Committee Chair Representative Amanda Nedweski.
It appears to me that this critical subject was not important enough for her to even acknowledge other than a simple written response to the Cap Times article. And I guess she put out a video this morning.
Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy says it's more difficult for DPI to remove teachers because grooming isn't defined under the statutes. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny Friday afternoon, a light south to southeast wind at highs in the mid-50s. More clouds will gather tonight and a chance of some rain, lows in the upper 30s. Early rain Saturday, then partly sunny in mid-50s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 51.
Media. Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
And welcome into AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Good to have you along for the conversation. We have plenty of ground to cover here on the show today. As always, thanks for being here. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the program, we're going to talk markets in just a moment with Joe Coyma from KKV Trading. In segment two, we are going to hear from Charlie Martinez, the University of Tennessee economist and professor there. We're going to talk a little bit about supply and demand. That's a conversation that's maybe getting a little lost in terms of all of this week's outside noise activity surrounding the cattle market and more. We're going to dive in and talk about that with him. Then we're going to close the show in segments three and four. We're going to have a conversation about protecting your farm's legacy with Jace Young, the founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer. Looking forward to that discussion as well coming up here on today's AOA. Again, brought to you by Cenex. Keep your operation moving and optimize your operation with diesel fuel storage from Cenex. Talk to your local experts at your nearest store or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, it's been an interesting week across the market. Trade, let's dive in and take a look at things. Joining us now, Joe Coyma with Coyma, Coyma Varlick at Sioux Center, Iowa. Joe, good to have you back with us here on AOA. Hope all is well.
Hey, thanks for having me on today. I don't know if this is a day that I really want to have in the highlight reel, though. This is, your introduction there with all this noise happening in the cattle market world. Sometimes, bad news kind of comes and can come in threes, and we're kind of seeing that late yesterday afternoon, but shortly after the market closed yesterday afternoon, there was an article posted out that a representative from Mexico is going to meet with the U.S. here sometime next week to discuss the border. And we've had, you know, some of these close calls before, but it's been more, you know, from Rollins talking about, okay, we're doing this, we're building this facility for the sterile flies, we're doing all that type of stuff. But now that you actually have a representative from Mexico coming up to discuss what that looks like for border, I don't know if it's going to open or not. We don't have that news cycle yet, but it's just causing more uncertainty. You know, so we have the Argentina beef. We got Trump meeting with the president of Brazil coming this weekend. That opens the door for what if they lower the tariffs there for beef, and now you have this Mexico border thing. So that's your three negative rhetorics in the marketplace that just causes this uncertainty. So we're seeing a very ugly a board position here where we got deferred cattle are down a limit and the feeders are down the limit as well. Causing a lot of chaos here. You have the funds that are still, you know, managing a long position, but I would imagine that they are tired of all these headlines getting thrown out there in the afternoon, that they're probably racing for the door. So that's what's causing it. You know, is it an overreach in this marketplace? It certainly feels that way. These cash feeders stay tremendously strong. Even if the border were to open sometime in the future, it's not like we're going to get, you know, 5,000 per day or 8,000. It's going to be a trickle effect if we get confirmation that there's some kind of a play with that at all. So It's kind of a day where we try to drink a little bit of coffee. Cash market for the fat cattle, very good. We had some 240 through the middle of the week. We're starting to see some 238, 239 bids appear here in the north that I think guys are taking a little bit. So the fundamentals remain strong up front here. It's just this uncertainty that's causing this drastic overplay right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned it, you know, drink coffee, try not to drink from the fire hose, but definitely a lot of volatility here closing out the week in cattle. And I wonder here, Joe, how much of this, or is any of this cattle volatility impacting the hog market? I know you watch the hogs closely. I mean, any thoughts there? That board looks to be fairly quiet on Friday.
Yes, it is. I've had that question a few times this week. You know, definitely in kind of an interest, especially from the hog hedgers, like, hey, is there any play here that, you know, the strong fundamentals in cattle, is that can help push things up or keep things contained for hogs? And I guess just watching the screen here the last 14 years, like, there's like zero correlation between the two. They're their own separate market places there. So you might have a day-to-day thing where, like today, down so hard in the live cattle that it might feed into the hogs just a little bit. But the hogs are kind of dealing with a little bit of their own situation here. Our hog weights are, you know, 5 to 6 pounds over a year ago. We just have a little increase in production here. Our cash kind of fell apart because we have such a big discount in the back months here. We had a little blip there about 2-3 months ago that all of a sudden our production was really good compared to what we've had the whole year, a lot of disease issues and whatnot. So I do believe there's a little bit of a ramp up in production in the first quarter. But right now, starting to hear a little bit more of that disease factor come in. Almost a year to the week, where last year we just had a bunch of diseases come through and wreck a lot of the population there. And that's why we had such a good market this year for it. So kind of, that's what I'm kind of forecasting here. But don't let the cattle maneuver you into a necessarily a position. You know, we have to kind of look at the fundamentals of the hogs and let that pertain to what you got to do for a marketing standpoint.
That's a good point. We got a couple minutes here. Grains and oil seeds had a really good day Thursday, looked kind of quiet on Friday. I know there's unconfirmed rumors out there that China might have bought some soybeans, and that hasn't been confirmed yet, but it seemed like that was an undercurrent to the markets Thursday potentially. But here to end the week, we look a little quiet, Joe.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, we need a little news to maybe confirm some of those rumors going on. I know some of the basis has perked up just a little bit the last several weeks. So that's what we kind of lead on to, that something's happening there. But there's been some positive headlines with Trump and Xi that they're going to meet and something's kind of going to get done. But I think as the week wore on and you don't have any confirmation, we're going to have a day where it sets back. And, you know, looking at the charts, they look quite nice, especially in the beans. Having a salad rally since almost last week, corn kind of following suit a little bit. Corn's a little bit sideways. But yeah, just need some confirmation. Otherwise, we're going to run out of those momentum buyers here temporarily. And if we don't have confirmation today, then you kind of go into the weekend where you could have some of these momentum traders just take a little coin in their pocket and just have nothing, you know, no risk going into the weekend there.
Yeah, well, and China, you know, maybe buying under the cover of no reports, no government reports, things like that. And, you know, I said on this show a few weeks ago, I don't think China's coming back. And if they do, I will eat my words on that one. But we'll have to see. We'll have to get those rumors confirmed. Joe, folks want to reach out to you there at KKV Trading for a conversation. What's the best way?
Yeah, just give us a call here, 1-800-358-3047. We've got a couple brokers here. We'd love to talk to you, or you can go to kkvtrading.com and check us out there.
Joe Cuomo with Cuomo Cuomo Varlick at Sioux Center, Iowa. Great to have you on the show. Have an awesome day, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
AOA Today, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Learn more at Cenex.com. Up next, we'll talk with Charlie Martinez from the University of Tennessee right here on AOA.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Your equipment is an investment. Protect it with Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is designed with advanced detergents to keep injectors clean and engines running efficiently. Cenex Premium Lubricants are triple tested for quality and proven to extend the life of your tractors, combines, and other heavy-duty equipment. From the first seed in the ground to the last load off the field, Cenex helps you go the distance. Learn more at Cenex.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub-to-shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. Here's how it works. 1. Call to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation. 2. Our design experts come to you with real samples to customize your dream bath. 3. Our certified installers complete the transformation in as little as one day. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-296-1288. That's 800-296-1288. 800-296-1288. Before the offer ends.
Hey guys, Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Visit your nearest Cenex store and talk to your local experts about the right products for your operation. Well, joining us right now on the show, Assistant Professor of Agricultural and Resource Economics at the University of Tennessee, Charlie Martinez. Charlie, welcome back to AOA. It's good to talk with you again.
Thanks for having me back. And I think we got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, I think we certainly do. Let's just start with, before we really get into the economics and the supply and demand, obviously cattle markets here the last several days have been moving on a lot of outside noise and more headlines, et cetera. What's your take on everything we've seen here in the markets?
Yeah, so I think if we parse it down to last week and this week, for instance, I think if you were marketing animals on Friday or Saturday, it probably wasn't fun just because when the comments were made, if it was Friday afternoon or Saturday when you're marketing animals, prices repealed and, decreased such that it was a lot of a talking point. But then as we worked our way into Monday and Tuesday, a lot of the prices, especially if you're thinking about the feeder or the futures markets and in the fed cattle and the feeder side of things, those price decreases that we saw on Friday kind of clawed back their way each day. And from a price standpoint, really recovered what it had lost, on the market on Friday and Friday afternoon. And then this week we had, the true social post, and we saw markets sharply decrease and almost limit down across the board, across all contracts and the futures for live and feeder cattle. And as we sit here and talk right now, maybe the nearby live cattle futures has repealed or has gone back a little bit, called back some of what was lost, but the rest of the live contracts and even feeder contracts are still, trending downwards for the day. So I think we have two instances that, the markets responded to comments, and I think that the response from a market fundamental standpoint, one is based off of trade, and then one is based off of, well, what does this mean for the future? So the first one, I think it was more of a reaction to Argentinian beef coming in. And I think people started thinking, well, hold on. Argentina doesn't really produce as much as, let's say, Brazil. Do they really have the capacity to bring in enough beef to where it would really alter any of the prices? I think the short answer is no. They're 25% of what we are in terms of total beef production. Whenever you compare Argentina to the U.S. And so I don't think, just quadrupling imports from Argentina, I don't think really moves the needle in terms of a price altering amount that would come in. But then yesterday or on Wednesday this week, the comments, I think it induces a little bit more uncertainty in terms of, well, what does the future look like? And then, of course, on Wednesday afternoon, we get the rollout plan from USDA of, hey, we're here to help the American producer, and here's how we're going to do that, and here's our plan to, in our roadmap, I think is just some little bit of hesitancy or uncertainty. And when we know what we do know also from a fundamental standpoint, when there's uncertainty or hesitancy, that's what causes either prices to stabilize or go down. And I think right now, just depending upon what contract you're looking at right now in the futures, that's kind of the reaction. I was actually on the phone with the producer this morning that actually marketed cattle yesterday on Wednesday, and they told me that prices really didn't change. So I think in the cash side, there's probably not as much blowback on prices, but in the futures, that's where we're seeing a lot of the price movements or the volatility really impacting prices.
And that's a great point you bring up, and I'm glad you did, because the cash market has been its own animal versus the futures market. And it's been that way for months on end. And I know one thing that a lot of folks have been tracking, and you talked about this, you wrote about this earlier in the month on Southern Ag Today, the beef cutout. I mean, that's another key piece of this as well, kind of maybe bridging the gap between futures and cash and what's going on out there in the countryside. But you look at the cutout, you look at what's going on with cash. I mean, that's to your point, it's a different conversation. And there's certain things that just aren't getting affected there despite all the volatility in futures, Charlie.
Yeah, I think one of the when we were looking at the cutout, like, we know that there's some seasonality to the cutout, and we're kind of seeing a little bit of that. to the point where some of the prices are down compared to where they were a month and a half, 2 months ago. But I mean, they're still really high prices compared to last year, the previous 5-year average. But for us, one of the most interesting components was when you look at the price changes over time over the last couple of months, especially since February, March timeframe by quality grade amongst the cutouts. We're seeing the spread increase between or the price difference between a prime cutout carcass versus a ungraded carcass really starts to pull away from each other or increase. And to me, that's a signal of strong demand still for high quality products like a prime carcass. Of course, we probably still get a little bit of supply impacts there. But when we start seeing ungraded kind of hold steady, but you see prime really start to increase, that means there's someone in the marketplace. There is an entity or there is demand for that product such that we see price increasing. And it's really kind of been on an upward trend since basically February, March timeframe. And that's, to me, it shows that we have strong demand for beef, one, which is, I think, what everyone would agree on. But even still, there is this quality differentiation still in the marketplace such that demand is still strong regardless if it's prime or if it's ungraded. And that's a good thing, right? I mean, that's a good quote-unquote problem to have from a production standpoint because we're playing with or we're in a market right now where people are producing beef or we have cattle that are really, really expensive. And so from that standpoint, it's still a good signal to see that there's strong demand regardless if it's ungraded or if it's prime, especially if you're a packer or a feeder. That's really good news still.
And I think about this, you mentioned that demand that remains good, and it comes back to just simple supply and demand fundamentals here, Charlie. I mean, you know, it's no secret that our cow herd in the U.S. is at the lowest levels we've seen in decades. It's not going to be an overnight fix to rebuild it. Meantime, you still have that roaring hot demand, even at high prices. And so, you know, I guess, again, I'll say it again. I mean, there's no overnight fix to what is going on here. And a lot of this just boils down to simple supply and demand.
Yeah, I think if there was a professor teaching economics 101 this year or the last couple of years, the beef industry would be a really good example of supply and demand at work and markets at work. You know, we've had a herd over the last couple of years that was liquidating because of various reasons. Majority of it was drought driven. You know, at the beginning of it in 2019, when we really were at the bottom end of prices, cull cows you were happy if you got 35 to 40 cents a pound. And now, you know, those cull cows are bringing $1.25. Well, you start thinking about, just total supply over time. Incrementally, we see it every quarter, a decrease in total supply. And we see this incremental increase of carcass weights going up. So we're offsetting some of the supply with increased weights. Well, then if we continue to follow that meat down to the retail case, every month this year, we have set a new record in retail beef price. And whenever we finished last year in 2024, it was the best year in the last 25 years with regard to a demand, or beef retail demand. And then every quarter this year so far, we've actually surpassed last year in terms of a demand index number. And it's crazy to think about that whenever we're setting record beef retail prices every month. And it's not just like they're incrementally growing by a penny or two pennies. I mean, they're 5 cents, 10 cents per pound. I mean, they're big chunks every month that's going up. And so if we see retail prices continuing to increase every month, but we also see incrementally larger or increased demand index numbers for beef, that is, you know, theoretically, there has to be a budget constraint out there for the U.S. consumer. Where is that? I don't think we really truly know because it seems to me, just like we're talking about the cutout, people often thought that if beef got really high, they would go to substitutes, whether it's pork or chicken. I think what we're starting to see is people are switching from their steaks that they were getting when they were a little cheaper now to probably buying a little bit fewer steaks but getting more ground beef, or going to cross-cut ribs, or going to fajitas, or going to other forms of beef. And so they're not switching without a beef, but they're switching within beef, which is driving some of those cutout values that we're seeing and all-time high demand in terms of beef. And whenever you have really strong U.S. consumer beef demand and you have really low cattle supply numbers, that's what we're going to arrive at is prices increasing because you have supply going down, which is a price increase maker, and then you have demand going up, which is also a price increase maker. And so we're kind of seeing that come to fruition. And like you said, so simple supply and demand.
With that, Charlie Martinez, University of Tennessee, thanks for joining us again here on AOA. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
AOA today brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. They will keep your operation moving and in check during a busy harvest season. Visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we'll talk with Jace Young, founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer, right here on AOA.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Whether your retirement is far off or fast approaching, now's the time to plan. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Fairweather. We're your local Thrivent agents, and we can help you work towards your goals with confidence. Let's connect to assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation.
Call us at 715-672-5458 to get started. That's 715-672-5458.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 41 to 1784. December up 45 to 1730. January up 49 to 1684. February up 45 at 1680. Massive sell-off in the live-end feeder cattle markets. Many of the contracts down limit on Friday. A lot of this was just an emotional type of a trade as the traders decided to take profits at the end of the week and do a lot of long liquidation after all of the issues regarding trade with Argentina and more, and also news that the president has suspended any type of trade negotiations with Canada. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly mixed on the day as a combination of some higher pork cutout values, but still some fundamental concerns pressuring markets. October live cattle down 597 to 233.75. October feeder cattle down 905 to 354.30. December hogs up 12 cents to 81.90. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans were mostly lower. Wheat markets were relatively flat. Choppy type of trade in the markets on Friday. Not a lot of fresh news to really move the markets one way or the other as they stay in that narrow trading range. December corn down 4.25 to 4.23¾. November beans down 2¾ to 10.42. December wheat down 0.25 to 5.12¾.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
America's farmers and ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
back as we continue here on AOA, Agriculture of America. Jesse Allen with you. Our show is brought to you by Cenex. Their trusted local experts can help you find the right lubricant product that'll protect your equipment on the go, around the farm, in the field, during a busy harvest season and beyond. Don't let tough conditions slow you down. Cenex premium greases, lubricants, and diesel will give your equipment the superior strength it needs to keep going. Talk to your trusted local experts. Go to your nearest Cenex store, or you could visit Cenex.com for more information or to help you find that local store where you can talk with your local experts. Let's talk a bit about your balance sheets and what is happening with your farm and ranch and just the overall ag economy. There's so many conversations about how tough it is right now for many folks across the U.S. with everything going on. And so let's put a little bit of perspective on your strategy and things to think about here. Joining us now, he's the founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer, Jace Young. Jace, welcome to AOA. It's great to talk with you, sir.
Yeah, Jesse, I appreciate the invite, and I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Can you just, for starters, just to give us your background a little bit, can you tell us a bit about Legacy Farmer?
Yeah, so the founding story of Legacy Farmer comes from my family farm operation. So I grew up on a big operation in western Kansas. It was truly a full, you know, all-encompassing family farm. My granddad started back in the 50s. His five kids worked in the operation. There was essentially three different parts of the operation. We had the farm ground, and then we had the feed yard, which is where I grew up. We fed about 14,000 head of cattle. And then we also had a grain elevator facility. But anyway, the entire family was involved inside of the operation. Unfortunately, when I was in high school, the entire thing went belly up, and this was in the summer of 2005. And anyway, what you learn going through that experience, you know, I'm really happy that I went through it at that time. I'm actually grateful for the experience because it gave me a very real life perspective at a very young age, having to watch my parents go through Chapter 7 bankruptcy, help them move out of a house that they raised their family in for 30 years, watch them walk away from a lifetime of work, literally with nothing. And again, that's the founding story as to why we're doing what we're doing in Legacy Farmers, to try to keep that from happening to other good people around the country.
Yeah. Well, and I know as well with your experience, you're a former ag loan officer. So you have a really unique perspective on all of this. And so maybe just for starters, let's talk about, you know, why most farm failures aren't necessarily about money. I mean, what's your thoughts on that, Jace?
Yeah. So I'll start it off with a quote that I heard from one of my mentors a while back. He said, if money will solve it, then money's not the issue. Right. And so I say that because most farmers, in my experience inside of the ag bank as well, I just noticed the gap, right, between farmers and finances. Growing up on the feed yard, I understood and lived all the operational challenges from working with family and how to run the business and that type of stuff there, just because I was in the middle of it. But the bank was really important in my journey because it kind of took me full circle there to where now I really understood the gaps on the financial side of things too. But most farmers, though, they're walking into the bank and people have this mindset that, hey, if I can just get more money, it'll solve all of my problems, right? But the thing is, though, is that with that, we're just treating the symptom. We're not solving the root issue, which the root issue and what we've learned in Legacy Farmer, working with dang near 500 farm operations from across the country right now, is people don't have the structure and organization, whether that's balance sheets, cash flows, field by field level, you know, profitability projections in place and stuff like that. They don't have that stuff in place there to even know why they need the money, how they're going to use the money, and to put a game plan in place to even follow for the next year.
And it's something, I'm glad you put it that way, because I hear more and more of these stories about it's not necessarily mismanagement, but maybe in some ways it is. It's just when you don't have the full picture and you're kind of flying blind with certain things, like all of that over time, little things can add up, right, Jace?
Yeah, for sure. And most people, right, and this is my biggest reason for leaving the bank as well. Most people inside of the ag industry, they have this perspective or perception of their bank that person is to be their business advisor, right? To teach them about their balance sheets, their cash flow projections, all this type of stuff there. I can tell you from living proof, that is not happening in the banks today. The rare one out of 50 loan officers that are doing it, they're already full up. Their loan portfolio, their loan book is full. They can't take on any more customers because the really good ones are already taken up there. And that was one of the big reasons I left there, because I just knew that I wasn't, you know, really impacting the industry in as big of a way as I could. But also, too, the problem is so massive the number of people that don't have simple structure and organization to make sound business decisions. And like you said, it's not necessarily mismanagement. It kind of is, but it is for everybody when you don't have the foundational pieces like your numbers in an organized fashion there to actually use them when you're driving, you know, big decisions inside of your operation. And I've said this before as well. There's no small decision anymore inside the ag industry.
No, there is not. And I think about currently where we are at, and the term farm crisis has been thrown around more and yep. more here over the last several weeks. And I think that unfortunately we're getting to a point where, you know, we had a time period where business was booming, things were good, and now we're getting into this cost price squeeze on the operation. There's maybe been some bad financial decisions made, and now as a lot of producers are heading to the bank and looking at renewal season and things of that nature, yeah. they're finding that they're not in a very good position. And I feel for those folks, but it's kind of like we're getting into a bit of a perfect storm right now, I feel like.
Yeah, and the reason too, and this is another big issue, right? Most people are waiting to see how their farm operation did after the year is already over because they're expecting their accountant or their banker to tell them that information. That is the complete wrong way, in my opinion, to be running a business. When we have our customers come into Legacy Farmer, we're teaching them how to use our software Farmer Metrics so that they know what the bank is going to say before they're even walking the doors. And that's what you should be as a business owner. And I'm not saying it's easy. Being a farmer, the number of disciplines that you have to understand that, you know, revolve around your business and the number of just like small expertise and like the number of areas that you have to have enough knowledge and information to be dangerous in is huge. But the massive gap that we're helping fill inside of Legacy Farmer is that gap on the financial side where they shouldn't be expecting their banker to tell them whether they should make this decision or make this purchase or anything like that. We want our customers to know exactly how the decision is going to impact their operation, how it's going to impact the family dynamic, how all these different variables are going to be impacted by it. I want them to have the confidence and certainty before they even have to walk in those doors there.
Chase Young with Legacy Farmer joining us. And it's not something where it's, you know, like I sit back and say, oh, you know, this is, you know, your fault and you made this decision yep. and you got to live with it. No, it's more of a, you know, we're having a conversation like this because like you, for instance, with Legacy Farmer, you want to help people. We want to yep. educate. We want to make sure that you're farming for the next 50 years, things like that. It's about having these conversations now. If you're in this position before it's too late.
Yeah. And, you know, the term that we use with our customers is we want them to be full stack business owners. When they're making decisions, we want them to understand how that decision is going to impact them from a banking standpoint, from a tax and accounting standpoint, and from a day-to-day operational standpoint as well. Right. And once we do that, we've seen so many times to where, you know, that term farm crisis, going back to that, right? It's really easy to basically infect the entire industry with that right now. It's all over the radio stations and all this type of stuff. So, but the thing is though, is that the people, when they throw around this term farm crisis, they don't truly know if their farm is included in that because they don't know where they're at financially. And so it's kind of this fake story that people live with. Whereas like with our customers, we figured out time and time again, man, once you get those numbers structured and organized, that kills so many of those emotions. And once you get them organized and well enough where you can actually put together a game plan for the year, that removes so much stress, so much anxiety, and it helps our customers out tremendously.
Yeah, and it's honestly, especially with like the things you guys do at Legacy Farmer, it just comes down to organization.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
Simple organization, and you know, instead of a stack of receipts, you know, there is technology out there that can help you in many ways. Embrace it, things like that. It just comes down to simple organization in many, many fronts.
And that's the thing too, right? So when I started Legacy Farmer, when I first started the company, it was really built to be a group coaching, essentially, and community for farmers and ranchers across the country to talk about operational issues. But as I got into it, I continued to get these financial questions. And that's when my eyes were open, Jesse, to how big of an issue this really is with people not having the simple structure and organization in their numbers so that they can make clear and sound business decisions and not have to rely on their accountant or their banker and stuff like that. Yeah, it's just a massive, massive problem. And the thing is, though, too, total debt inside of the industry projected to be at the end of this year is $591 billion. And it's hard. I can't even wrap my head around that number. And again, too, I would go back to just the number of people we've talked to over the years, number of applications, and then number of customers that we've worked with. I would say 75% or more of that $591 billion in debt is held by people that don't have simple structure and organization in their numbers. It's that big of a problem.
And it's something too that it kills your margins and everything else, and it's over before you even know it. It's that kind of thing, Jace.
It starts slow in the beginning, and then all of a sudden it hits. Right, same thing with our farm operation. Our demise of that family farm started 5 years prior. Right. But it was death by a thousand cuts. It was one bad decision after the next bad decision after the next bad decision. And so you finally get to the point where your only strategy for the year is to try to hit a home run, because that's the only option left. Right. And so a lot of farmers are putting themselves in this position. But I'm also, too, not going to blame it just on the farmers. I give a lot of that responsibility to the banks as well. Right. And so I've learned a ton on the farming side, but working with, you know, dang near 500 farmers by now, I've learned a lot about the banks inside of this country as well, and the lack of due diligence banks are doing to even protect their own business. It's incredible to me. But also, too, the lack of leadership, the lack of consulting that they're doing with these customers, and essentially leading people to a place where they're not making good decisions financially that are going to put themselves into a tough spot like this, where, yeah, that. It's death by a thousand cuts. And there's going to be that year where it's like, hey, we either hit a home run this year or we go bust, but it's happening either way.
Well, this is a great conversation so far. I got a few more things I want to ask you about, Jace. So we're going to keep you for the final segment here of AOA. Again, we're talking with Jace Young, the founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer. Today's show brought to you by Cenex. They have what you need to power through the season. Protect your operation with Cenex Premium Diesel. Go to Cenex.com or your nearest store for more. We'll be back here on AOA right after this.
Think back to the last...
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You know that expression, put a little spring in your step? Well, whoever said it must have been talking about GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with GlideStep, you get a pillow-like soft landing, then an explosive takeoff. It makes walking feel effortless. So springy, it's almost like you're floating. And speaking of effortless, have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology? Just step in, and instantly your shoes are on. No bending down, and no touching. Try GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Enough already.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support the best research for safer, more effective treatments and cures for our kids. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund. a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org to join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
When your business runs on wheels, downtime costs money. Cenex Roadmaster XL premium diesel fuel delivers maximum power, cleaner engines, and better fuel efficiency for every mile. Cenex premium lubricants are engineered to meet or exceed OEM specifications, protecting engines and transmissions under the toughest loads. From long hauls to local routes, Cenex keeps your fleet on schedule and on the road. Fewer breakdowns, less downtime, greater efficiency. That's the Cenex advantage. Find your local distributor at Cenex.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA. As we continue here on Agriculture of America, our show brought to you by Cenex premium lubricants that can help you avoid downtime and minimize wear to protect your equipment for the long term. Visit Cenex.com or go to your nearest store and partner with your trusted local experts today. We're having a conversation with Jace Young, the founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer. And Jace, that last segment, a lot of great thoughts. And you made me think of something as you were talking there at the end of the last segment. To your point, not just the farmers, it's the banks, but even the inflation of costs that are out there as absolutely. Well. That's another huge piece of this, when it's $1 million to buy a new piece of equipment. I mean, you know, farming today is big business, and it's big dollars, and all of that, to your points, can add up very quickly.
And that goes back to the reason why it's so important to focus on the details, because the profits are found in the details in today's economic environment, right? But I also go back to you as well. That's why I say there's no small decision inside of farming today. It's minimum 50 grand, 100 grand on any decision there, or repair or something like that that comes up. And if you're not prepared for it, you can see those, you know, we're going through fall harvest and everything right now down here. One breakdown, unfortunately, can set guys back, a year or more just on their cash flow, and put them in a position where now they have to restructure debt and go through this. And we just see that cycle happen over and over again. And that's where, yes, the farmers are ultimately making a lot of the decisions there, but the banks allowing them to do that and then helping them get there, it's a lose-lose type of situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And another thing, too, that I want to ask you about, this is a great conversation, but the amount of farm transitions that we are seeing or will be seeing in the next decade, and what happens when someone's kids inherits this organization. There's a lot of problems there as well that I know this is another big issue for American agriculture right now.
Yeah. So a lot in, you know, I've had several conversations over the years, Jesse, too, with 40 to 60 year old men literally crying to me on the phone because they made lifelong decisions based on a promise from their parents back when they were in their young 20s, right? To come back to the operation, you'll be inheriting all this, you'll get all these assets and things like that. And, you know, they get married, they get set up, they have kids, they've literally established their life there. And then come to find out, they get into their 40s and 50s. They don't have anything on their balance sheet. Nothing was ever put in writing. But guess what? Now, once the parents actually disclose the financial position of the farm operation, they may not even want it all together, because when you're inheriting debt, you're not inheriting a legacy. You're inheriting a ship that's sinking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's a tough place to be.
No, and that's a super great point. And I think that helps us kind of get to some final thoughts here. And obviously the work you're doing at Legacy Farmer and, you know, building a legacy and working with producers to educate and to help improve their position. And I know, I mean, folks, you guys got a lot of resources online, et cetera, et cetera. It's just about having those conversations and getting started, right, Jace?
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, we have a ton of stuff at legacyfarmer.com and things like that. But here's like the issue with this, though, Jesse, is a majority of people out there, we know when we have issues in our life, right? But the thing is, so did my granddad. And he kicked that can down the road for 5 years of the issue of exposing what is the financial picture of our operation and asking for help, right? And so for a lot of people, they may know there's an issue, but the one thing that we've noticed over the years is we've had some people that we had conversations with maybe a year or two ago that just now come into our program. And when we jump on that call with them today, guess what's changed over the past year or two? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're still in the same position there because they're trying to find that courage to finally be willing to expose the finances, expose the issues, expose the problems and own them for the first time when it's just easier to bury them and hope that they just take care of themselves or, you know, we have a miracle happen with grain prices or whatever there. And that's not a strategy, right? And so that's why, yeah, when you talk about taking the first step, a lot of the first step for some people is to say, hey, we got some issues here. Let's overcome this thing and let's jump into this because if we don't, there's not gonna be a legacy to pass down to our kids and the family farm dies with us.
Yeah. And this might be a poor correlation, but it's the only one that comes to my mind right now. It's, you know, as simple as say someone out there, you know, you're wanting to lose weight and you talk about it and talk about it and you say you're going to do it. And oh, I'll start next week when my kid's schedule gets better and this and that. And then you don't start. And I think that's the, you know, kind of the same concept. It's you talk about it, but you don't do anything about it. And that's when the problems compound upon themselves, Jace.
Yeah, for sure. And it takes that much longer to fix them then too, right? So some people come into our program, you know, we don't sell a quick fix because it never is because people that are coming in, they're coming in with problems that they've made and decisions they've made over the past 5, 10, 15, 30 years, right? And that's a big hole that they've dug there. So it's going to take time, strategy, and ultimately dedication and discipline on their end to start digging out of that. Now, is it possible? Absolutely. But it just takes that person that's ready to fully commit and jump 100% on board.
Well, again, I know legacyfarmer.com, and I believe, too, you have a Legacy Farmer podcast with insights and stuff, too, that people could check out, right, Jace?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find that on, obviously, all the podcast sites with Spotify or Apple or whatever that is. It's going to be available to everybody.
Fantastic. Any final thoughts or anything you'd reiterate to folks here on the show today?
Biggest thing that I would reiterate to people is just to, again, find that courage to take action in those areas or problems that are being exposed in your life because God is exposing them for a reason. And the longer that we don't face them, the more painful life is going to get. And that's not just for farming and business. It's literally for every area of your life.
Well, this has been an awesome conversation and we'll have to get you back on the program again down the road to revisit this and talk more as we navigate some of what we're going through with the ag economy right now. Founder and CEO of Legacy Farmer, Jace Young. Thanks for joining us here in Agriculture of America, Jace. Really appreciate the time.
Yep, Jesse, thanks for having me.
Once again, great conversation there with Jace Young from Legacy Farmer. Appreciate him taking the time to join us here on today's AOA. And with that, we are out of time on the show. Coming up on our next program, we're going to talk more about the Make America Healthy Again movement, some of the impacts for agriculture and more. We're going to get some perspective from Brandon Lips with Caprock Strategies. It's been a while since we've had Brandon on the show. He's going to join us coming up on our next program. We'll also take a look at weather with DTN meteorologist John Baranek. What do the final rounds of harvest season look like across much of the country? And we'll look at the markets with Darren Newsom from Bar Chart. That's all coming up on the next AOA, brought to you by Cenex. Don't let tough conditions slow you down. Cenex premium diesel and greases will give you the superior strength to keep going. Safeguard that equipment with Cenex. Go to your nearest store or visit cenex.com for more. Thanks as always for joining us here for another episode of AOA Agriculture of America. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. Looks like leading for all veterans. Helping shape policies to make certain they get the benefits they've earned.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Ontario's government now says it'll pull down a political ad that caused President Trump to say he's canceling trade negotiations with Canada. Premier Doug Ford says...